Hello, and welcome to a Divine Chaos mini-episode. I'm Janine Miller Delaney, and today I'm going to share with you a little about the peace, or the P, in the para process. The para process, which stands for P for peace, A for allowing and absorbing, R for remembering, and A, awakening. The para reminds us that love itself, or God, is like a parasail that comes alongside us to lift us up onto the current of pure love with itself, where we return back into our natural state of full completion and union with love itself. So I wanted to start by just reading a message from love itself that talks about the P in this para process. So the P stands for the peace of the ego mind. Your ego mind is in constant search of a problem to be solved, a situation to be resolved, or a person to rescue. It's tireless in its search for fixing or protecting, and yet that too is merely a defense against your truth, an effort yet again to earn your keep or prove your worth. The peace that lies with me, beyond the ego mind, is indescribable to your thinking mind. And yet it is fully attainable as you allow yourself permission to lay down all defenses of the ego mind and simply savor the beauty of life swirling around you. For without the ego mind, there is only bliss in our unity and celebration of life and love eternally expanding and dancing to the ancient song which plays for all of creation. Come away with me and see. So this is a really big concept, the idea of the finding peace in the ego mind. And yet in some ways it's a very simple concept. I think the big part is that it can be so difficult because we are really hardwired to be constantly listening to the chattering of what our ego mind wants to tell us, which ultimately keeps us in a state of fear and separation and feeling like we're alone and forgetting our full union with love itself, that God is right here within us, always operating and shining through us when we allow that to happen. So as a practice for today, I just want to invite you for today to just notice when the ego mind is speaking. Just notice if you're starting to compare yourself or if you're going back and reviewing some mistake you made in the past or trying to fix something or worry about something in the future. Any of that, anything when your mind is telling you that you have some problem that you have to solve or something to resolve or something to fix or protect or be fearful of, that's all the ego mind. So let yourself just notice when the ego is speaking. And from that place, you're going to notice then that it's your higher self is actually the one that is noticing. Your higher self is the one that is the awareness that the ego is speaking. So as soon as you start to have an awareness that you're listening to the ego, even just to note to yourself, oh, there you are, ego, I see that. I see that speaking. It's in that awareness that then I return back into more of the union that I share with love itself. So simply in the noticing that the ego is speaking, does that help me to step back and realize I am the awareness. I'm the love that's watching that. And then I can move back into being and resting in that current of being in my natural state, which is union with love itself. Thank you for listening today, and I'll look forward to sharing with you next on the next mini episode when we talk about the A in the para process.